The Top Gear at the Rocky Cape Tavern Car and Bike Show is on tomorrow. It's a fundraiser for the Rocky Cape Lions Club. The secretary of the club is Victoria Cochran, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Victoria.
Good afternoon, Martin. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, this has been a car show up until now, but you've opened it up to bikes for the first time this year.
We have. I think in a few years ago we had a few bikes come along, but this is the first time we have opened it up to bikes, and we've had a pretty good response. So we haven't taken any entries. We don't take it until tomorrow, so it'll be interesting to see the mix of cars and bikes that we do get rolling through the gate.
Okay, now last year you managed to get the event done and dusted, I think before the pandemic, and
yeah.
you raised $5,000, which is amazing.
We did. It was wonderful, and the weather was a little bit inclement, so I think we were down on numbers a little bit, but $5,000 was still a wonderful amount that we donated to Childhood, the Australian Lions Childhood Cancer Foundation, Research Foundation, and towards our community project. So it was wonderful. Yeah, it was great.
And this year the proceeds will go to more of those community projects, but also to the Lions Prostate Cancer Foundation as well.
That's right. That's right. We just decided Lions is actually an ageing population. The average age of a lion is now about 68. I think the average age of our club is 60, although we've had a couple of younger members join lately, which is wonderful. So it is an issue that could potentially affect our club and any other Lions club, as well as people in our community, and we haven't raised money for prostate cancer before, so we thought it was very worthwhile.
Very good cause, and I'm familiar with the demographic of Lions clubs. I actually was, probably 10 or 15 years ago, I was the national editor of the Lion magazine, which I'm sure you'd be familiar with. So
I am. Wow.
Well,
that's a big job.
it was a big job, yes, but I did do that for a while. So it's at the Rocky Cape Tavern. There'll be free parking for the public. It's only $5 to get in too, which is a really good value.
It is good value, and last year we mucked around with family rates and everything, and it was just too hard. So children under 12 are free, and drivers of cars and riders of bikes are free as well, because they are the show. And everyone else is just $5. We'll be counting people in and out for COVID and asking people to register their name and how many in their party, and So just rock along. It opens at 9, and public voting for the best car and best bike closes at 1, and then everything wraps up at 2 o'clock.
And you mentioned that drivers and riders are admitted free. That's drivers and riders of exhibits, not everyone.
No, that's right. Thank you for clarifying that.
That's okay. Now, there's no BYO permitted, but there will be alcohol for sale, there'll be food stalls, and you've got a raffle with over $3,000 worth of prizes, apparently.
We have. We've had such a great response from our sponsors. So our raffle has 18 prizes and is worth $3,500 all up. And we've been selling that to our stalwart young Kev Radford, has sold most of the tickets so far. But so that's really good. Alcohol will be sold in the tavern. They won't be out in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got our sausages and hamburgers and chips. That'll be flying out to customers, but also we've got a coffee van, spilt milk and beans, and we've got berry ice cream coming as well. So there'll be something for everybody.
Yeah. Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic day. It's called Top Gear at the Rocky Cape Tavern Car and Bike Show. I hope you raise a heap of money for the wonderful work you do, but thanks for your time this afternoon, Victoria. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Martin. I appreciate you giving me the time.